Welcome to the Empower Your Team podcast series with your host, Chloe Caron, founder and president of O2 Coaching. In this podcast series, Chloe and her guests will take you on a journey, sharing their leadership stories, struggles, successes, and learnings. The conversations will highlight practical advice and insights for leaders.
Xavier, we started our conversation already, but Xavier, welcome to this mic, to the Empower Your Team mic. Xavier Mufragi. Sei italiano?
No, Corsican. It's not far. You know, it's French.
Ah, pensavo che lei fosse italiano.
It sounds a bit like Italian, but it's more profound. You know? It's a little bit of sadness, but the sunshine is there in Corsica.
Absolutely. You're CEO of YPO. Thank you so much for making the time to be here. I thought the timing of it was perfect. We're launching Empower Your Team Movement, which is really encouraging organizations to have those conversations to empower their team. And your organization is all about that. You're supporting leaders from around the world to develop themselves and to become better leaders. How exciting this is for you.
Oh, it's exciting. I think, you know, I was working in the hospitality industry for Club Med for 15 years. When, you know, one of the goals was to create the best environment for, you know, for our clients. And I was a member of that organization, YPO. And I really saw, you know, how much potential you had to impact a lot of lives. Because it's, you mentioned it, it's 30,000 CEOs and, you know, only CEOs. Male, women from every 142 countries around the planet. And people joined the movement, the community, because they want to be better leaders. And which is interesting is that really a network very different than any network you can have in a business, because you can speak about business, but you're gonna talk a lot about coaching your peers and being a better leader, but also a better person. And that's what makes it exciting, because you directly impact, you know, your own family, and you also directly impact 20 million of your employees, because these 30,000 members represent 20 million employees. So it's you're feeling good about this, that, you know, you wake up in the morning, and if you do your job well, you do a little bit better, possibly for, you know,
80 million people. That's pretty good. My objective is 1 million. So. Together, we're 81 million. You really are about you yourself, Xavier, as the CEO of YPO, but also YPO. You're really about confidence and trust, I would say trust, because you say we create those relationships that you just talked about at a level that you don't see that often with CEOs. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's a good example, because before I joined YPO, I was, you know, a member of a lot of business network. And I started, I was a CEO, I was 31 years old in 2009. And 2009 was not a good year in business. So I was going to this network and roundtable, say, okay, what's going on? How is everybody? We're doing roundtable. Oh, and me, my business is booming. Oh, my business is good. I say, oh, my business is a disaster. And so we talk about nothing because the business was booming. Long story short, 1 year later, two-thirds of the faces had changed it. They were not there anymore. So the business would have been either super booming, but most of the time, it didn't boom that much. And what I really love about YPO, and I stopped all the other ones, is, yeah, trust is the core of our foundation. And you can, and the fact that you have that vulnerability and you have that trust in between members, that help us, you know, with also a coaching methodology, to create, you know, that winning condition to go very, very deep, and that every hour counts. So we really intentional, to make sure that this trust is the core of who we are.
And so you say that you guys and you girls can give each other feedback at a level that really allows you to grow. So when you're in your sessions and even outside of your official sessions.
Mm-hmm. That's so the first core of success of the organization is finding the right people. You know, they need to be, we say, a big ego, unwelcome. So it's all about, you know, thinking about a leader as when you were in college. You know, when you're 20 years old, you want to change the world, you're open for new ideas, and you have all these exchanges with your friends, you speak the way you feel. That's our environment. We have the trust, we have people who want to change the world, have an impact. And then the second ingredient, so first ingredient, the people, second, the trust. Then the third ingredient is this coaching methodology. We have a coaching methodology. We train each CEO. It takes a day and a half. And then they're going to use it at least every month for 3 hours. But then because they've developed the methodology, each time a member is going to meet a member at any event, within a second, they're able to go very, very deep into a discussion. And that's make the organization successful.
You yourself are all about growth. You've changed job many times, even though you've stayed in a company for a little while, but you've changed job. You're all about growth. What were the three moments in your career that really made a difference in your own development?
Okay. I would pick, so my first 6-7 years, I was working for Kraft Foods. And if there's one thing I learned from Kraft, it was when you start, so as a very young associate, and you can be in a meeting from associate to manager, director, vice president, and the big dude, the big boss. And in front of you, you had the same thing from advertising agency, product development, you name it. And the first time, I was in that room, I felt like very small. And the big boss on the other side talked for 15 minutes and everybody was nodding. And then he stopped. And then all the eyes from my team look at me and say, okay, Xavier, what do you see? And I realized it was like, it was a training, is that you make sure that right the moment you join in, you need to think, what would you do if you were the CEO to take those decisions? So of course, after manager talk, the director talk and the vice president talk and so on, but so you make sure that you use Xavier in the room for its full potential, because he can't say, oh yes, Bob said that, da 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 da. No, you have to give your own opinion. And that's amazing, because you, in the end, taking those decisions is one of the most critical skills you need to get, the top job. And I was able to develop it right away when I started. So that would be my number one. My number two in my career might be more personal, is actually my wife. My wife has this amazing ability to connect with people, no matter who they are, what they've been doing. And when I was the CEO at Club Med, I had in the Caribbean and North America, you have like 3,000 employees. You have a lot of different properties. It's very hard to be able to pass a message to everyone. And she helped me to think about the extra second. When I call the extra second, is that sometimes you have one of your employees, let's say I'm going to go at a reception desk of a hotel. And you go there and say, hi, Xavier, with a little smile, and say, hi, and then you move, right? You say hi, you give a smile, you did your job, right? Now, take the extra second. The extra second is that the person say hi and you really look the person, right in their eyes. And you take the extra, it's not even a second, the small silence when the person's going to feel that you really acknowledge their presence. You really acknowledge what they say. And when you're going to say it back, you really mean it. And you have this extra question. Hey, how are you doing? Anything? But not like really that you care. And I saw that, with this extra second, of course, become like a minute or minute and a half. The impact it has within the organization is outstanding, because the person is going to talk to all the others, but even for you, you receive so much back and you're like, oh, wow, you receive that little sparkle and, you keep on your day with something positive in your head. And I found that super important in everything we do, because it's a big change having a team of 50 and have a team of 3,000.
It's a very small effort in a way. And yet, I don't think that many leaders or people, I'll say, do it. And yet, when we feel recognized and seen, look at the impact that you can have. That's huge.
Yeah, the people who are the best at it are some politician. So I heard and have the experience. I'm American and French. So the French best at this was Jacques Chirac, so a long time ago, talking in 1980s. And I heard it and I saw it from Bill Clinton. People right away why Bill was elected why maybe his wife was not elected. No, I'm not doing political stuff, but it's
that ability to connect at a deeper level.
You're going to be 10 seconds with them. The moment you have the 10 seconds with them, you feel as the center of the world. You don't feel somebody doing this and, you know, looking behind, who am I going to talk to later? No, they with you, even if it's 10 seconds, and people are like, oh, I'm talking to Bill. And then they say, wow, what a person. And this, they will tell you, oh, Bill, he's so charming. He's so personal. He has so much empathy. He understands me. It's just been 10 seconds, right? And it's, but that's what it is, because they do that naturally or non-naturally. You can't fake, you know, those things. But people see you as a person, and then you relate into them. They see you empathy, and you give some positive energy for a lot of people. So that was my second one, which was, you know, very impactful.
And the third one, if you have a third one?
The third one, I would think, is really within, you know, what YPO brought me, you know, as a member. I was a member for six years before becoming the CEO. And within YPO, you have the ability to meet, you know, outstanding, you know, writers on leadership. And you can bring your executive team to it. So you not only listen, but then you work right away with your team about what you heard. So it's still warm in your head, and you put it into action. And I think it's that's what we do in YPO. Everything we do, it has to be an intention before we start. And there's a follow-up on action. And again, it's sometimes some ritual that you need to have to really make a better person. But having that habits to do it, then you do it naturally. And really some of these, you know, speaking engagement, which was like 30 minutes, but then 1 hour of work with either my peers or my team have really dramatically changed at that time, you know, Club Med, where I was working.
And you say that one of the best tip you got was from Sheryl Sandberg.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's what I learned. It's really in the ecosystem I try to create within my own company. There is one thing which is, you call it the winning condition. You know, what do you create to make it successful? The winning condition for me is create an environment where people can be themselves. It's positive, it's mental. And the best way to express it is, yeah, in the book of Sheryl Sandberg, who was a YPO member. And she said, so actually it's a quote from Mark Zuckerberg to her. And she said, if there's one thing that has an impact on me, was this one. And it was, what would you do if you were not afraid? It's so strong. So if you create an environment where people can really do what they're not afraid, so in a way, bring their expertise, but bring their diversity. Because sometimes we try to just say what we think the person thinks we would like them to say. So, you know, you don't have diversity. Everybody try to copy each other. So if you're able to create an environment where people can really say what they think, then you have so much power within an organization to move forward. So it's also something I learned from my experience at YPO. That's correct. Yeah.
And you say you started with yourself, with the great work on being self-aware. And so that's where you see the whole loop going.
It's really when, you know, I prepare an exchange and I look at the loop you're talking about. And I see a lot of by myself, which is good. You know, it's going, as I'm going in the right direction. Thank you, Chloe. Is that it all starts with you. And it's how are you able to connect with yourself? How do you create some ritual? You know, the way I organize my morning. Okay, it's stupid, but you know, when you wake up, you're in the bed, you're about to go, take a deep breath. Okay, you connect. Fix an intention for the day. What I want to achieve today? Being grateful for something. And the moment you put your 2 feet on the ground, being there. It's stupid, 6.5 seconds. That's my ritual. And then I will exercise 15, 20, 30 minutes, depend, whatever. My mind is clear. I didn't watch my phone, right? Not yet. I have breakfast with my family. This is over. Now I can start working. So it's finding this moment of connection and make every moment meaningful. So it can be intense sometimes, if you follow me. But, you know, the moment you do that for 20 days, it's a habit, and then you just do it naturally. But connecting with yourself is important. And I think that points come from working in hospitality, we used to say if happy GO, happy GM, you know, climate words. So if the GO, if you feel super happy as an employee, you're going to make your clients happy because you will not deliver a customer service, like a transaction discussion. You will have an hospitality exchange is empathy. You know, I'm not going to see Bob asking me, okay, let's say you have a problem with your credit card and you call a contact center and I say, oh, thank you, Mr. Mufraji. I'm going to put you in contact with A, B, and C, and D. If at the contact center, I'm super positive and I have empathy, I say, oh, Mr. Mufraji, oh, you have a problem with your credit card? Yes. You know, I'm at the shop and with my daughter and I really want to buy her this gift. While on the other side, how do you feel? The problem is not the credit card. The problem is that you want to please the kid and you have kids yourself. You follow my line of thought. But you can only have this interaction, which is an hospitality relationship with the clients, if yourself you feel good. Because if your head is you're overwhelmed by all the stuff, you're not going to ask questions about why do they have a problem with their credit card. You say, you have a problem with credit card. I look at my screen. I can send it to Jessica. My job is done. Next client. Okay, so that's why I think that in my side, and when I try to tell my team, this work on yourself, taking your vacation, leave early in the office, take your kids to school, switch off your phone. And people say, oh, no, I think it's good for business.
And today we hear people that are overwhelmed with meetings and they can't take it anymore. So your message, I think, is really on point because we need to put those... I don't like to call it even limits. It's not putting limits. It's choosing to energize yourself, to your point, so that you can be present to others.
Yeah. As a CEO, you have to set the example. You know, I'm hearing sometimes people say, oh, actually, my day is finished. My meeting is canceled. But you know what? It's 4 o'clock. I'm not going to leave now. You know, it doesn't look like I'm working. So I have an example where I was flying back, a long trip, and arrive at the airport, the plane is on time. Wow, it's 3:30. And I say, do I go back to the office? But I say, wow, if I take my cab now, I can be at school and get my kids from school on, it was a Friday. It would be amazing because you know what I'm going to do back to the office? You know, I can do it on my phone. And I did it. And it was like, my kids were happy. I was super happy. It was such a great moment. And long story short, I could have said that, you know, don't tell anybody, I didn't go to the office. what we did, it was fun, is I would say, you know what, next week on Thursday, we give $20 to all our employees, the corporate of this office in Miami, and we tell them at 3, we want everybody out, get your kids, if you have no kids, take your spouse, no friends, go to the cinema, $20 and send a photo for the, we have like a, you know, big WhatsApp group. And I was like, wow, what did that cost us? $20 per employee and an hour and a half of work. What did we gain? Were an amazing positive element for our teams. And years later, people still talking about that. And I think it's super important. If your employees are happy, then your clients in the end is going to also be happy.
And they're so faithful to you as an organization afterwards because they know they can be, to your point, themselves, and they don't have to be afraid of being who they are completely and fully. Xavier, I want to continue this conversation on and on and on. I know we're out of time, but let's regroup in December, if you will, because that will be the mark of your one-year celebration at YPO. That would be fantastic. I think it's December 8th or 9th, if I remember correctly.
Good. You have a good information. Yeah, that would be 1 year. It would be a pleasure, Chloe. Always enjoying talking to you. So
always here too, Xavier. Thank you so much. Merci.
Thank you. Merci. Thank you very much.
Oh my God, what a great conversation. We're actually going to continue this conversation in December for phase 2. It's been a real, real pleasure, a real treat for me to have this conversation with Xavier, where we talked about trust, as I mentioned in my intro, but we also talked about coaching, as you could hear, and coaching as a tool for leaders to provoke, if you will, and create those conversations that have such an impact on your growth. And when I say growth, I mean your own growth, but also your business growth. And that's really, really, really important. And A stat from HBR says that most leaders overestimate their coaching abilities, their coaching capacities and competencies. That's what I see in my business as well. We train hundreds and thousands of leaders in their leader coach approach. And every single time leaders will say, oh, I already do coaching, or I do this most of the time. I know how to do it. And most of the time they have a misconception of what it is to coach. They sometimes confuse the two with mentorship, or they just haven't had the chance to learn what it is. And it's one of the most difficult leadership style to be a coach. You need to have the science behind of it. And so Xavier talked about a methodology around how you coach, and it's really a process, and you've got to go through the process. You can't go by just the seat of your pants. You have to learn the process in order to have the impact you want to have as a leader coach. And so in terms of tools, we want to invite you to come to our website, because we have such such a variety of tools to become a better leader coach that it would be crazy for you to not to take advantage of that. And the first tool I would say and would share is to listen at a deeper level. Listen for what is being said, but also what is not being said. And when you really deeply listen, and I see this on my team, when we don't listen to each other, first of all, I get really mad because I know we can listen, and I know the impact that when we listen, we just get better. So when I hear people having conversation and not listening, I'll stop the conversation and I'll say, let's listen at a deeper level. Listen, really listen. Because when you really listen, oh my God, how much more efficient. There's no misunderstanding. There's alignment on what is being said and what we're looking to do and create. The people feel heard and they feel like they can open up and they can be creative and they can trust. Oh my God, how much value you get just by listening at a deeper level. So that would be my first tool that I would propose to you if you want to increase and strengthen your muscle as a leader coach. And hope to see you on our website, in one of our programs, in one of our coaching. We are here to support. That's our mission, to create generations of leader coaches. And so hope to see you soon. Until then, be inspired and inspire.
Thanks for listening to the Empower Your Team podcast. Now it's time to take action. Join the leaders who are already part of the Empower Your Team movement and visit our website at empoweryourteam.com to know more on how to participate.